You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, and I have been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, and I am certified in almost a dozen different modalities, from numerology to energy healing, but I always come back to say I am simply a channel of spirit. I heal and bring messages for those who find me. And as we're talking about messages, if you've joined us before, you'll know that I always start out with a message for the collective for the next 7 days. So whenever you're watching this or listening, this is going to be your message. So it seems like over the next 7 days, particularly focused on the next 3 days as we go into the weekend, it seems that there is a focus of looking forward. You may be at the beginning stages of planning, looking ahead, trying to make decisions. You don't have everything that you need to know right now. More information is going to come in, and that is wonderful. As of right now, it's just continuing to plan and look forward, but you don't have the decision-making process yet. That's going to come later. And then as we're coming in, and it seems like as we're going into Saturday, there is just a kind of a revival of emotion. So if you've been a little tired, or if you've been so stuck in, well, trying to get to the future with all that planning, you're coming back to be a bit more settled. It could be with yourself, it could be with your partner, or your any person in your family, but you are going to have just a wonderful time if you allow yourself to spend time either with yourself or your family members on Saturday. There is also a hint on if you are making an offering or planning on making an offering coming up, it will be well received, particularly if you're going to ask somebody to get married, get engaged, go on a trip with you, or even go halfway through alone or something like that, is going to be well received because you have planned for it. And the final message as we're wrapping up for the next week is know that there is balance. So as you are making your plans and you're wondering like, okay, is this for me or is this going to be balanced? Am I going to get back what I put in? You will. Because you will receive all the information that you need. So whatever is you're planning on this week, just know that balance is always going to be on your side. So with that, we're going to wrap up and we're going to go to our caller tonight. So we have Joanne from New Jersey. Hello.
Hi there. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for adding
Absolutely.
Me. Thank you.
And I'm doing really good. I'm so excited to hear from you, Joanne. So, tell me, what do you have on your mind? What questions do you have?
It's me. I have addiction in my family. My son, Jason, who is the most amazing, beautiful son anybody could ever want, sensitive, caring, loving. However, recently he would sit with me and pray for 15 years to have children. He got a little girl who just turned 5, a little boy who's 3. He's not even there. He walked away from them, came to my house. Now he's on the streets, and I'm terrified for him. And I'm just anxious to know if he'll go into treatment, you know, if he'll get back with his children. And his children are devastated. They love their father so much, and he loves them. So I'm just hoping that, and also that I hear from my son, Douglas, and Oliver, the family is broken up because of addiction. Thank you, honey. That's my question. That's my concern.
Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely go in. And I'm going to allow this to be more channeling for spirit. So I'm going to allow spirit to speak. So hopefully okay. If messages come through, it's going to make sense to you. It may not make sense to anyone else, but that's not the point.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's break this down one bit by one bit. So I see a lot of masculine energy, and I'm going to interpret this a few different ways. There seems like perhaps within your family line, there has been some, I hate to say it, toxicity within male family members. And I know you spoke about addiction, but it does go much deeper than that, because as we know, addiction is a very devastating disease and it's very difficult. So it is a lot about finding control and strength of the mind. And again, this seems like, and hopefully that this makes sense to you, I am not a counselor or anything by any means. So in a holistic way, there is generational trauma that's just not from his parents, your sons, the father, grandfather, and on. It goes back several generations. And so what I'm seeing here as I'm seeing this, your son coming in, and he has one hand of like, okay, I know that this needs to change. And on the other hand, it seems like the world just feels too far away.
Okay.
And the kind of disconnection of like, okay, I can take control, and being like, I have no control. It is leading to that overconsumption and like being afraid and just continuing on with patterns. So let's just go a little bit deeper. There is opportunities for hope. If he is able to leave his physical location, able to travel, and I'm talking about possibly several hundred miles in order to, it could be a next town over, whatever it may be, but getting out of the physical location will be very important for him to start to cut through all of that confusion, all of that hurt, and to find the individual that can really help him. So this would be kind of like a no-nonsense rehab facility if you are able to, if he's able to go and travel to that. There is a lot of burden. There is a lot of heavy burden, but there is hope. There is hope of recollection too. Also, understanding that decision needs to be made, and to really, of course, you already know that's to lay down the crutch and allow the loved ones, you and your family, to step up and say, hey, we can do this together. Okay. Now, as far as the children are coming along, there is a lot of confusion. Of course, that's not surprising by any means, but there are family members coming in, particularly you, coming in as a steady hand for them to hold. So, yeah, things that are like, we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know potentially who's going to be taking care of these children long term. They do feel lost and out in the cold. But their destiny is to be happy. So no matter what happens, no matter what decisions, because people can change their decisions, no matter what happened to your son or what decisions that he makes or chooses to make, those children are meant to be happy. Also,
do you see in their life,
what was that?
Their maternal grandmother has put a gun to my son's head in front of her and has done a lot of horrible things, but yet they're placed with her. You see me getting into those children's life. I heard they're screaming and want grandma all the time. And they're very close to me, but I haven't seen them for a year now. Do you see that changing?
I do. I see change in a way of people coming together to work together in order to create stability. So there is a lot of opportunity for that connection to be made for the grandchildren to be happy ultimately. Again, that's going to just be decided on who makes what choices? And this is a little bit all over the place. And I do see that a lot when addiction is involved, because decisions are made in the moment rather than necessary planning. But there is absolutely an opportunity to come in here to have connection, but it's meant to be happy connection. It's not meant to be surrounded in conflict or harsh in words. It needs to be gentle and kind. And spirit and sports is making sure that that is going to happen for those children. So your children are very protected by their guides and by your past loved ones and family members. They will be loved and protected.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going through some legal system here to hopefully get Jason an ultimatum. You either, you know, go where, you know, the birds can't fly, or you get long-term treatment. Do you see that system working in Jason's favor, not my favor, but in Jason's favor? That he will agree to that.
So I need you to take a deep breath, not because it's bad news, but to just allow acceptance to come in. Acceptance of the situation as far as your Jason. He's not fully accepting what's going on. He sees it. He knows it's not right. But there is coming a moment where things have to fall apart even more before it finally clicks, before he can be pushed into a situation and be like, oh, this is it. I need a change or I will lose everything. And it seems like the legal system, while it may not on the surface be going within his favor, long term, it is going to be what he needs. So there's going to be some hiccups. There is going to be some things behind the scenes that you will not understand, that no one is going to understand except for spirit and source.
Okay.
Because that decision to come clean and stay clean and really work towards it, he's not there yet. He will be.
Yes.
But he's not there yet. A long-term facility is what I'm seeing in the future, but that doesn't feel like within the next couple of weeks. It seems like it's going to continue to unfold over several months. But again, he would have to travel outside of that physical location and to have this energy around him to retrain him in a sense of stability and control, because it's going to be a lifelong battle. And a lot of times he's going to feel discontent, but all of the opportunities to move forward from what is happening now is there. And always the children, it just keeps coming up in spirit. It's just emphasize that children are loved and they will be happy no matter what. They will be taken care of.
Okay. Go right ahead. I'm from Douglas and Jason anytime soon.
I'm sorry, could you speak up a bit?
Yeah, I said, am I hearing from Douglas? I'm sorry. From Douglas and Oliver anytime soon. They're two other sons.
Okay. Let's see. As far as messages for them, it seems like the elder is going to take more control and to make sure the younger is more comforted. Either way, they're going to be very scared at night. They're going to have nightmares. But again, they're going to seek success and happiness. And they are going to be surrounded by love. And they're going to have what they need.